Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Two local attorneys finalists for 4th District Judge position. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Two Gillette attorneys, Allison Ox-Gee and Ron Worthwine, are finalists for the position of the 4th District Judge of the 6th Judicial District alongside Michael McGrady of Green River. The Gillette News Record reported the Wyoming Supreme Court Chief Justice Kate M. Fox announced that the Judicial Nomination Commission submitted these three names to Governor Mark Gordon for consideration. In 2022, the legislature approved adding a judge to the 3rd, 6th, and 7th Judicial Districts with funding for the 6th District contingent on construction of a new courtroom. Campbell County completed the courtroom this winter, and the legislature allocated $1.24 million for the new judge's costs for 2 years. Worthwine, a former Campbell County attorney from 2015 to 2020, currently works at the Nick Carter Law Firm. Ox-Gee is with Lubnow Law and serves on the Gillette Community College District Board and the Wyoming State Bar's Board of Officers and Commissioners. McGrady, Vice President of Human Resources for SizeCam Chemicals Resource, LLC, previous practiced law for 15 years and served as Deputy of Torts Division in the Wyoming Attorney General's Office. Governor Gordon has 30 days to select one of the three finalists to serve as the new district judge. USPS halts plans to close Wyoming mail processing centers. United States Postal Service Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced a pause in the planned closure of the Cheyenne and Casper processing and distribution centers as part of the Delivering for America initiative, which would redirect Wyoming's mail to Colorado or Montana for sorting. The Wyoming Tribune Eagle reported the decision to delay until after January 1, 2025, follows concerns from federal lawmakers, including U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, who highlighted the negative impact on timely mail delivery in rural areas. In response to these concerns, a bipartisan group of senators requested the changes be examined by the Postal Regulation Commission. Additionally, the Postal Operations Stay Timely and Local Postal Act, introduced by Representative Harriet Hageman and Senator Lummis, seeks to prevent the USPS from closing key processing centers nationwide. DeJoy emphasized that despite the pause, the modernization plan aims to improve service and efficiency without layoffs, though the financial benefits and investments are significant. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalane.